at the other side to talk business, but we're up to talk business.
Wait a minute, I'm in trouble. Go on. Hurry up. Trouble. Hello.
The thing that we have to be a little careful about is, in the south, is freezing ourselves into a ceasefire in place so that the government is not in a position to exercise its authority, and the other side then can chase us into the sea. And I think this the way this message is now phrased, it makes it clear that we're not aiming in that direction.
Now, what is the net of the message now, the way you have it phrased?
Well, the net of the message is that the Westmore should do everything that he can to make it publicly clear that it is the Viet Cong that renews the fighting. And in the north, that we stand down for a day or two to give us a chance to test the other side to see if they've got any reaction at all to a little additional stand down. But I would not think in terms of more than a day or two on that. I think the message is all right as it stands, although we may get some support from Lodge and Westmore, but I think not much.
I had this sentence in here. I wonder if this ought to stay. We do not expect that Viet Cong will permit ceasefire to continue for more than a day or so. In any event, we will not accept a prolonged ceasefire in place, which denies GVN its right to exercise authority throughout seas.
Well, that's the central problem, Mr. President, because if there were a ceasefire in position so that no one can go into any area which the other side challenges, then we're lost, because the other side is going to claim they have two-thirds of the territory of South Vietnam. And we get frozen up that way, and we've lost the country.
Well, you are doing that, aren't you? We will not accept a prolonged ceasefire in place. You're accepting a temporary one, I assume, for two or three days, aren't you?
That's correct. To the extent that the Viet Cong left us, my own guess is that the Viet Cong is going to resolve this problem in a matter of hours.
Have they already broken it?
Well, there was one report of a mortar fire at Chulai, and I think we can. One reason I don't think this is going to cause our local commanders too much trouble is the Viet Cong is going to take care of it, and I would think that the chances of making the Viet Cong publicly responsible for terminating it will be very high indeed, if I think they will. But I think it's very important for our people to know that we're not here back in Washington aiming at a standstill exactly where everybody is at the present time, because that means that the other side will take over the country.
Now, how would you explain this, that you just said, in effect, you want the other side to resume hostilities first, and that you want a day or two to see if there's any give in them?
That's right. As far as the actions in the north are concerned.
Yeah.
Right.
And they can do what they want to in the south to protect themselves, defend themselves, but we don't want them to be provocative.
That's correct. But they should go ahead. You see, one of the things that think of yourself as a battalion commander on the spot there somewhere. If he's going to defend himself, he's got to have his patrols out. He's got to have aggressive patrolling in the area around him, or he'll be surprised. He'll be ambushed and cut off. So I don't think we ought to interfere with normal patrolling or anything of that sort. But the key part of this message is that Westmoreland makes it clear publicly that it is the Viet Cong action that causes the resumption of shooting. And I think he will do that. He'll be able to do that, because the Viet Cong will lend themselves to that. But as far as bombing in the north is concerned, if we have an extra day or two, then we at least can send a signal to the Hungarian, who is speaking for Moscow, and get a little indication to them that we're prepared to talk business and the other side's prepared to talk business.
You feel pretty sure that we ought to go ahead with the message, and you don't think that the people out there are going to be upset about it?
Well, I think they'll be puzzled at the beginning, but I think the Viet Cong is going to give them their answer. And I think they can understand that the public posture should be that the other side has started the fighting again, and they can, that will work out all right. They can, I don't think that's going to trouble them too much, because I think the other side is going to play it that way.
You think we ought to go on with the message? Got any questions?
Z.
Okay, thank you.
All right.